Hawaii has a long tradition of female leadership dating back to the Hawaiian kingdom. Noilani Gudierka Opua is a political science professor at UH Manoa.
Our Queen Liliuokalani was not the first to be a major political figure for the Hawaiian people, for our nation. And it's great to see that a country that illegally overthrew Liliu is 127 years later is finally catching up to where we already were.
Native Hawaiian doctor Kauhi Maunu Dang Akiona recalls growing up hearing girls can be anything they want to be. But she learned early on that barriers existed for her not just as a woman in medicine, but as a woman of color and later as a working mother.
10 years ago, before I was a mom, it would have been meaningful to me maybe as like a professional wahine, but now we're raising the next generation, my daughter, and to tell her, like, you can do anything you want, you know, and it's a sigh of relief that I wasn't just kind of, that I wasn't lying. I wasn't part of a big lie.
Lani Tevis, who teaches women's studies at UH Manoa, says Harris's election shows the progress women have made in politics, but obstacles still exist.
In Hawaii, like, how come we don't see that breakthrough? And we hear people talk about race a lot, which is certainly central too. You know, we have the same kind of like white or Japanese leaders, but you know, they also often happen to just be men. So how do we change that?
Kara Jabola-Carolis, executive director of the Hawaii Commission on the Status of Women, says all this attention on wahine should help advance longstanding gender equality initiatives the commission has been lobbying for, like equal pay and family leave.
So I think that this energy around, you know, and visibility around women and our lives will definitely provide more momentum here, hopefully at the local level as well.
She says the commission is working on a bill that would require state agencies use gender-based analysis in decision-making. The bill is named for the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and will be introduced this coming session. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.